Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, Giblets? It's your boy,
B-Train.
Who the fuck else? You see, I've got a lot on my mind. But first and foremost, we must keep things simple. With none other than right out of the gate, a SmackDown Live review. Here you go. Okay, so WWE SmackDown Live took place last night in a semi-packed house for Sprint Center. I mean, the entire bottom and semi-top row was full, I guess, if you want to say that. Anyways, I'm not concerned about attendance, although I'm not really surprised. It wasn't that empty. It was just full for main roster, and I'm going to get into that later. So last night's show featured Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens facing off for the opportunity to face AJ Styles at WWE's Fastlane in March. For those of you hearing the background, I am watching NXT on Wednesday night. It is a beautiful night in Kansas City. Apparently, you know, where I live, it's become Mount Everest 2.0. Back to the subject at hand, the SmackDown Live review is at hand. So you had the Bludgeon Brothers going up against Nobody, squash match. Then you have, for a women's division match, you had Becky Lynch versus Natalya. I guess to kick things off, because he knows there was a match beforehand. So, yes, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus The Ascension. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin win that match. I didn't get to see much of Sammy and Kevin's match. I saw the tail end of it. And I told my friend who came with me to watch the show, I told her, somehow or rather another, AJ is going to get involved, and now it's going to be a triple threat. I don't know what's going on here, but I do kind of like it because it gives some flavor to the whole thing. And Shane McMahon came out, said, "I think, Daniel, you're living vicariously through Sammy and Kevin." I don't think that's the case, but what do I know? Okay? There's a lot of things that people don't understand when they watch WWE. I don't go from beginning to end. I like to nitpick with the stuff that interests me. And I think SmackDown Live did a phenomenal job. No pun intended. I mean, every bit of it was entertaining. The best match of the night, though, folks, what stood out to me was Rusev, Bobby Roode. And you know why? Because they had so many false finishes, and not just because of the false finishes, but I believe Rusev didn't really expect Rusev Day to get over with people, but some people get lucky, man. Rusev's phrase, it's Rusev Day. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed It Got Over. I thoroughly enjoyed when Aiden English insulted the crowd with a sing-along. That was genius. Comparatively speaking to Monday Night Raw, SmackDown Live was 10 times better. How so? Quality is better than quantity. You can have all the superstars and all the names in the world. The only person that seems to get in on Raw's roster seems to be Matt Hardy, because he's not cookie cutter. He's different. And I think that word kind of scares people on Raw's creative team. I mean, it's the same fuckers, but here's the deal. SmackDown Live last night, I think the best highlight, some people got up and left during the mixed match challenge because they were afraid that the weather is going to be really bad. The weather people reported that there's supposed to be snow. I think they were just saying it to be safe. But anyways, Breezango, not even there. Ascension, decent. Overall, I'll give it a B or C because SmackDown Live normally sometimes has its moments where it kind of gets redundant and repetitive, but I hope they don't burn the fans out on the whole spiel. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, I mean, this rivalry has been going since Generico Steen, back in the good old days of PWG. And what I notice is that they're doing the builds before Fastlane. I get it. But it may be interesting, guys. You may have Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, and AJ Styles facing off at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't gotten tickets, you need to do so. Those tickets are probably sold out, maybe not, because people turn right around and sell those. So be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Be prepared. Oh, and as far as the dark match goes, Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles versus Jinder Mahal. And, oh, Lord, okay. And Rusev. No, not Jinder and Rusev. Jinder Mahal and Baron Corbin. There's a standing ovation for Baron Corbin, not really. I mean, the world didn't stop just for Baron Corbin. There are those who believe, yay, hometown, anytime we hear our hometown, let's cheer for the fucker. It was funny because, you know, Baron Corbin supposed to be glorified heel, comes into Kansas City. He's from Lenexa, you assholes. So why don't you just announce him as Kansas City, Kansas? It's, like I said, meh, semantics. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry, but I did find it funny that majority of SmackDown Live, they would watch a match and then you'd see them get up and leave. I don't know, folks, if that's your judgment of quality on a show, but this is what I'm going to touch upon later on, okay? There just is no rhyme or reason for somebody to get up and just say, hey, I'm going to sit here for half hour and then leave. That's what I noticed during SmackDown Live. Also, guys, the Mixed Match Challenge was pretty good. It was better than I expected. Mandy Rose, Team Rose Gold with Goldust versus Jimmy and Naomi, or whatever, Uso, whichever Uso brother it was. I'm sorry, fellas. I am so sorry. You guys are going to laugh your asses off. But you still seem like identical twins to me. Even though you are fraternal, how? You guys look a lot alike. Anyways, I thought there was a fun moment, you know, during the match between Jimmy Naomi and Andy, that they were doing a one-upsmanship. They're kissing, holding hands. Well, the kissing. When Mandy Rose and Goldust team has said, you know, there is a saving grace to Mandy Rose. At least she was a good sport about certain things during a gimmick match. And I say gimmick match because Mixed Match Challenge is the WWE's way of introducing intergender matches to the masses. Even the casual brand of fan knew what intergender was, right? So, aside from the mixed match challenge, you had 205 Live. I call him Drake Maverick, not really, but Rockstar Spud, or whichever he goes by, is now the new general manager for 205 Live. Yes, it was a part of SmackDown last year. You got to say Hideo Itami versus Roderick Strong. So, I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on SmackDown Live. There's a lot of good matches. Well, I wouldn't say a lot of good matches. The match between Rusev and Rude was probably the best. And the reason I say that is because the pacing was there. The timing was there. I mean, Aiden English even got up on the apron to distract. Like, SmackDown Live, by far, is still the most underrated, underappreciated show that you will ever find. I don't think people understand. I don't think people understand that when they watch WWE, they're supposed to watch it all the way through. How do I put this? They don't understand how much effort goes into working a show. So it's kind of difficult to relate, right? Most of the time, you find yourself as a fan going, oh, I guess I can survive. I guess I can live another day. OMG, I'm going to kill, you know, going to rack my brain trying to watch SmackDown Live and all this Ring of Honor stuff. Here's what I'm telling you. SmackDown Live proved to me last night that they're still top their game. It's fun watching SmackDown Live. It's not as, well, not as tight and complacent as Monday Night Raw. Even though they do have superstars that could help out, they still, they're not grasping the concept. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, last night's show proved to be one of the most entertaining shows I've ever seen. And as you hear in the background what I'm watching, NXT, maybe you don't, I can tell you right now, last night's show, by far, gave me an idea. Why not discuss SmackDown Live as a whole? There's some parts of it that need cleaning, and there are some parts of it that don't really need to be worked at all. Some, you know, just say watch it as a fan, just enjoy. Enjoy yourself. Well, what I am going to point out to you later on during my show when I have a full hour to just tell you, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of all of wrestling and not just main roster. I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't do, but I am going to say, just state, be aware of those, you know, working their ass off, because they can put into a, they can put a statement out saying, okay, they don't, even if they don't see my work, I'm still getting paid. That's a really sad attitude to have, and I don't think that Roderick Strong or any of the other cruiserweights have that attitude towards fans. I mean, sometimes it is frustrating when the crowd is dead silent and they're not reacting to you. I mean, sure, you know, the guy who flubbed up big time, I guess, you know, here's what I'm going to tell you. The guy who flubbed up, Enzo Amore, did make the cruiserweight division interesting. Some may disagree with me, but think about it. What did he do? What did he do? He drew in an audience and made everyone interested because he was part of the main roster. And like I said, I will go in depth later on. But back to SmackDown Live last night. Dude, I don't think it really was intriguing because I've been so many times, folks. I mean, you go to something so much. Like, wrestling has become my life. It really has. I watch NXT, I watch Ring of Honor, I watch New Japan. Is there a difference between watching and traveling? Yes. Watching meaning you watch TV shows like SmackDown Live and Ring of Honor and New Japan and Monster Factory and Fight TV Network, and you watch Evolve, you watch SICW. I mean, there's all kinds of New Breed. You watch all kinds of things, but again, last night's show just made me think, okay, SmackDown Live still got some, they've still got juice left in them. The promos are on point. It makes sense because I guess if you can't beat them, join them, right? So maybe NXT, SmackDown Live, there's a revolution, folks. There is a revolution. So I got to say, the something that I can think of. Oh, yes. SmackDown Live. There's no more Miz, there's no more Alexa, but they still make it with a Becky. They still make it with a here and there type of wrestler. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. A lot of people will tell you, I don't like him, but he's a good entertainer. He keeps me entertained. Sami keeps me entertained. And last night, that was only a sliver of what they can do. I feel like there's some boxes in between. Certain or boxes that people are put under or put in. And I'm talking about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I feel that they're happy on the roster they're on right now. On Raw, they tried Sami. It didn't quite pan out. I mean, one had a great NXT career, Sami Zayn. The other also had I don't believe Kevin Owens should have ever gone through there, but you know what? He worked his ass off. He made it happen. No Dean Ambrose anymore on SmackDown Live, but they're still making it happen. Although, the only thing that bugs me, Shane has his moments. And then, like last night, it was fun when he interacted with the crowd. I don't know if any other person on Monday Night Raw could compare, because, it seems like when Kurt Angle comes out, and he does a promo, it just seems forced, and it just seems not sincere. I'm pretty sure the old Kurt that, was in wrestling, it came in 1999, wrestled a little bit for WWE. I'm pretty sure that Kurt's, Kurt's content for what he's gone through. There comes a point in time, folks, when you got to realize that SmackDown Live, NXT, Ring of Honor, those are the premier spectrums of wrestling. Not just those groups, there's Evolve, CZW, there's plenty more I'm sure Uncle Bob could tell you. Or anyone else that has a brain could research on Google how many pro wrestling factions or organizations, not factions, but organizations there are, or companies. Because you just have to be aware. SmackDown Live, by far, last night proved to me that they are not a show that's under 2 rating. Unfortunately, people are like, oh yeah, all that wrestling shit, all that fake shit, they laugh at it. But SmackDown Live, they proved to me last night that we can still carry the company, even though we're the little engine that could. I don't think anybody underestimates SmackDown Live, because here's the thing, folks. Last night's show had its ups and downs, but that's good because you need the comedic side of wrestling, you need the serious, stiffy part of wrestling, you need the wrestling that makes you go, okay, I got it. And they accomplished that last night, just like NXT accomplished tonight the mission of getting to fans or getting fans to be entertaining, get out of their seats and have a damn good time. That is what SmackDown Live did last night, and that's what Raw fails to do. They don't fail to get tickets because obviously there's a draw every time. That's not what I'm referring to. SmackDown Live may have lesser filled arenas because it's wintertime and the section, the cities that they are going to aren't, you know, as prevalent to wrestling. Kansas City has a rich history of wrestling, a very rich history. Harley Race, Bulldog Bob Geigel. I mean, there's more than that. Kansas City's had some old wrestling feds way back in the day. But what I'm getting at is SmackDown Live last night sparked an interest for me because I go to several wrestling shows a year, all four. I went to Survivor Series. I went through WrestleMania. Okay, let me start from the beginning. WrestleMania, the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. I went to all the major four pay-per-views, and though people say, oh, you probably regretted it, look here, you close-minded fucks. I like going to wrestling outside of the independents because here's the thing. I work in the independents. I live around it. I've been to a show or two. That doesn't make me better than anyone else. But here's the thing. I like expanding my horizons. And SmackDown Live, every single week, proves why you need to change things up, why you need to make or allow fans to be entertained, not to be bored off our minds and falling asleep. So, as a fan last night watching this shit, I didn't want to go. I honestly was told, you know, hey, there might be snow, inclement weather. And I found out, folks, you know what? It was a fun time. I had a damn good time. So for those of you who were at the show last night, I do have some words for you. Okay? And I'm not going to spend time, you know, lambasting people because, oh, well, you didn't do this or, oh, well, you didn't do that. That's not my nature. Okay, but I am going to tell you, it really bothers me that during certain, you learn this when you go on the other side, and you keep learning it. You keep learning in different variations of what people will say and how people tell you to be. During a show, would you ever leave? No, because those men and women who either work the cruiserweight division, they work really hard. And for people just to get up and leave, I get it. You know, you got school the next, your kids got school the next day. Your kid fell asleep. You had to go because you had work in the morning. I get it. But I've never seen people get up and leave in a movie theater when it was a Marvel's Avengers movie. I've never seen anybody get, or no, I did not see a soul leave the theater when it was Deadpool. So, you guys, if it comes down to it, then maybe I should lambast some areas or blast people out of the water. Because when you go to a show, you should be able to enjoy it. I'm not saying you cannot enjoy it by staying there for only half an hour, because maybe in the half hour you enjoyed what you came to enjoy. What I'm saying to you is, please, for the love of God, the next time a show comes here, be aware of who is working. Because if you're not, I shudder to think how you get into a, you know, how you go from place to place being so fucking arrogant about certain things. How can you not know who certain people are in wrestling? It bugs, I don't say anything anymore, because what's the point? You cannot change people in the way they are. Their routine is already set in their brain to be who they are. It's not a big deal that they like what they like. If I like tomatoes on my burgers, does that mean that everyone has to like tomatoes on their burgers? No. If I go to a movie expecting something, like my superhero, like Batman and Batman, Superman, Captain America, I expect my heroes to perform the way that they do, but that does not mean I don't know who the sub-characters are, like Cable and Deadpool, and also, you know, certain other side characters in Captain America, like Bucky and his fiance, who apparently aged more so than Captain America. What I'm getting at is, don't leave during the show. It's rude. If you pay all that money, you pay $100 and some odd, and you go to a show, and you sit your happy little ass in the arena, and I or others are working the show, don't you think, folks, it'd be nice if you have the opportunity to sit back and relax? I mean, because most of the time your work schedule is really, really, really strenuous. So I guess that's a segue into the advertisements. For those of you wishing to join the network for WWE, go to WWE.com. Click on the tab network. You can get on your tablets, your iPads, your iPhones, your smartphones. Doesn't matter. You can go to WWE's on the WWE on the App Store or Google Play. Click on that. It's free. It is free to download. It is not, however, free to get the network. The network is free the first month. I lied. After that, it is $9.99 if you have a valid debit or credit card. Also, your username must be your email address and valid password. Must contain lowercase letters and capital letters and numbers and special characters to strengthen that password. For those of you wanting to go to a camp, please, please, please take the opportunity to go to any seminar or camp. Look no further. The Monster Factory. Go. MonsterFactory.org. You can contact Danny Cage via the phone, email, Instagram, Twitter, however you want to do it, okay? If you want to message him, tag him, we'll do whatever to get his attention, but do so in a positive and respectable manner. The camp is the 20th and the 21st of April 2018. For those of you wanting more information, again, monsterfactory.org. Also, those of you wishing to attend a wrestling school in the Midwest, you can go to NWLTPC in North Kansas City, Missouri. For more information, go to NWLLeague.com. Click on the link. Set up an appointment. The school is located in North Kansas City, Missouri. For those of you wanting to kick cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to two websites for me. You can go to SusanGComan.org. And also Cure for Connor. Cure for Connor is a site to help fight the good fight against pediatric cancer. Susan G. Komen makes you aware of what really are the effects of breast cancer. Not only that, but kick cancer square in the ass. All right. I believe the time has come to lay down my thoughts. Not the law, my thoughts. It's time, bitches. Continue this shindig, shall we? You see, there are certain people in this world who go to a wrestling show to enjoy wrestling. And then there are those of us who enjoy it because we got kids or because we just want to enjoy a stinking wrestling show, right? So what merit do I have going around telling people what they can and can't do? When you're a part of a show and you see people get up and leave, yeah, it does have an effect on you mentally because you know that you pay money, right? So why are you wasting your money? If you're going to the show, like I said, I understand for the kid that's sick or you have a kid and they have to go to school the next day. That part of the audience is excused. Or if you have work in the morning, that's fine too. What I'm about to go in depth about is people who watch wrestling, but they have only a clue about who is on main roster in WWE. There are other names out there, folks. There are other names. And where do you think the main roster digs for superstars? Where do you think they get their attention? Where do you think they got Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka, Bayley, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Sarah Logan, Mandy Rose, Paige? They get them from a place called NXT, and maybe they also get them and take notice of them from Ring of Honor, Adam Cole, baby, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish. There comes a point in time where last night I was at the show at the Sprint Center, and I happened to notice people getting up and leaving during 205 Live. And this isn't just in Kansas City, though. This is in a lot of cities that have to deal with, you know, 205 Live after the fact that they just got entertained by the masses, okay? And by the masses, I mean the main roster. So it's difficult as a 205 Live supporter. You know, I like these guys. I've seen them in CZW, like Drew Gulak. Guy used to be one of the greatest grapplers I've ever seen. And not just Gulak. Names like Brian Kendrick. Names like Jack Gallagher, whose headbutts are just as vicious or kind of semi-vicious as Okada's headbutts in New Japan. I bet you're surprised that I'm going off tangent and not rambling on about how someone can do this or that or the other. What I'm getting at is, folks, when you leave a show, it's fucking rude. How would you feel if someone left your daughter's recital? How would you feel if someone just got up and left when you were making a speech? I find it endearing. Because people say, well, maybe people had circumstances and they didn't want to deal with the weather. Yes, it was cold as balls outside. But when you go to a show and you pay your hard-earned money that you could be spending on a trip to Disney World, for example, but you didn't. You saved it because you wanted to watch wrestling. Is 205 Live the world? No. But what really, really irks me is people are not aware of where some of these guys come from. You want to know what makes good old B Train tick? A lot of things make me angry. And, well, it's that list is kind of shortened after Jake got fired. But here's the thing. I've learned you can't change people's perception unless they themselves are willing to change. Well, let me educate you guys on something. When you pay your hard-earned money, let's say you pay, even if it's just $30, so they're like, oh, I didn't waste my money. Here's my response to that. If you spend $45 for you, your kid, that's $90. Or however many kids you have, you spend more for your kids at the merch table. And they, you know, because they fall asleep or they're tired, they've got to go home. I get it. But for the guys in 205 Live who work their ass off, even if they know fans aren't going to watch them because they're, oh, cruiserweights, just flippy, flippy shit. You guys, it's not just Kansas City that does this. Actually, no, it's not just Kansas City that does this. For the love of Pete's sake, there needs to be somebody aside from TJP that can give the cruiserweights a fucking lift. Because the dark match, you know, people got up on their feet because Baron Corbin and Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles. You can't blame AJ and Nakamura and Baron Corbin for being big names, and also Jinder Mahal for being a big-time heel. I'm not blaming those guys for anything or pointing the finger saying, you guys are the reason why fans don't pay attention. No! Guys, Jinder Mahal used to be a jobber. He used to be a jobber. And Lord only knows, people remember him from 3MB with Heath Slater and Drew McIntyre. And those guys are doing good things. They're doing wonderful things. But what really irks me is when people get up, because it's, you know, it doesn't irk me that people have rights. What irks me is, what really irks me is that when you see people get up and say, oh, I'm just going to fall asleep during a cruiserweight match, you guys are missing the boat. I love fans from around the world. I love our fans from Australia. I love our fans from New Zealand, Toronto, Japan. Do I ever walk out on you guys? No. People have less patience nowadays because we're all on our fucking phones. I'm guilty of it. So me paying attention to the cruiserweights, yes, I do. I do pay attention. And even though some of you doubt me because you say, well, you only pay attention because of Enzo. I hate to say this, and I know people are going to really rag on me for this. Without Enzo Amore, you're relying upon TJP. Yes, he gets a reaction. Yes, he was the first cruiserweight champion. But Jesus Christ. The cruiserweights are the exception to the rule when it comes to giving people chances, right? TJP hasn't done a thing to give people reason to hate him. He is more or less along the lines of a guy who's very similar to Bayley when it comes to wrestling. And that is, you have to have your level baby face. But now they transformed him into a heel. That's fine. I'm not so concerned about how wrestlers are and what their roles are. I am more concerned, ladies and gentlemen, about people who, at this point in juncture, prove my point. There's no logic when it comes to watching things they don't
understand or they don't care about. In all honesty, there's people that could give a crap less about NXT. In all honesty, there's a bunch of people who mock Ring of Honor, who say that they're nothing but a bunch of spot monkeys. I don't think so. I mean, these are just hearsays that come by every time. And they say to me, why do you watch that stuff? Why do you care about that stuff? I have reached my boiling point when it comes to you leave during a show. For what fucking reason? What's so important about meeting up with somebody that doesn't even fucking care about your ass? Or texting your girlfriend or your boyfriend because that text could not wait during the show. I don't fucking care as long as you're there in the show, because your ass is being in my seat if I'm a promoter. But I'm not a promoter, folks. I'm a fellow fan. And I find it appalling that you get up during a live show. These performers work their asses off. They work their asses off. And they say, well, if they leave, they leave, but I'm still getting paid. That's kind of the reality of it now for the Cruiserweights. They're like the kids eating the scraps at the kiddie table from the adult table, which would be Maine or NXT in Maine. They're not even being taken seriously. I feel bad for Roderick Strong. Why? He gets to face Pete Dunne for the UK Championship. What's embarrassing is, you know, only few people in my row knew what NXT was, knew of NXT. Is that a bad thing? Do I hold it against them? No, because if I think on things further, that's not why I'm upset. I'm upset because people leave the show. Like I told you, I understand the few reasonings in my head, like, okay, if they have a kid, they're falling asleep, they got school the next day. Cool, I understand. Whatever, no sweat off my back. But do not be a deadass who sits there and basically leaves the arena before the ending. They say, well, if it wasn't so dry and boring and they did all the same shit, we wouldn't, you know, have a problem. Again, like I said, it's the same sentiment as if someone were to leave your daughter's recital or during. Some people are like, I still wouldn't care because, okay, what if your daughter or your son had told you, mommy, daddy, I really prepared, and then you have to leave during their show because you have an important client that you have to meet with. That's exactly how certain people would feel if you left during the show. Like, if I was the one performing, I don't know, maybe I'd get the crowd involved, but at my own risk, because that might piss off the said promoter. Etiquette as a fan, I believe that's what I'm addressing. Just enjoy, man. You can enjoy a show. I'm not telling you what to do. All I'm saying is it really grates on my last nerve when people make the excuse, well, I don't see how so-and-so can like 205 Live. I'm really not sorry. You know, blah, blah, blah. Those guys work just as hard as main roster. They work away from their families, and they're taking time out of their evening to put on a show for you guys. Only for it to go down the toilet. Because they work, it's hit and miss with the 205 Live cast, or roster, I should say. Rockstar Spud, that didn't even get a reaction from the crowd. If people are just watching it for the first time, they won't have a clue who these people are. So their curiosity, I don't delve into because I'm not inside their brains. What amuses me is that Last night, I had a good time. That's a rarity, right? Me being positive, me being, you know, feeling great about a show. I mean, this is WWE. I've been to a Ring of Honor show before, like I said. Final Battle 2016, Final Battle 2017. I can tell you there was not a butt hitting the seat because these fans at Ring of Honor, those fans at Ring of Honor, holy hell, that is a live-ass audience.
There's really no substitute for entertaining a fan. That's the greatest feeling in the world, is to see a fan, their face lights up, or they get upset, or they get irritated. That's what you live for as a wrestler, as a manager, as a referee. You want your fans to interact with you. You don't want dead silence, crickets chirping, and then ding, ding, ding. Yay, only a third of the audience gets the cruiserweights. They only know Kalisto because, or they only knew Kalisto because of his stint on main roster. Just being brutally honest, man. Some regions of the country, it depends on where you go. There's a lot of knowledgeable people in KC. There's a lot of knowledgeable people in New York, Philly, so on and so forth. What I'm getting at is when you sit your ass in a seat for only half hour or an hour and then you leave, I'm not going to dive into why you left, but it's still fucking rude. It is still fucking rude to get up and leave. You don't see on any other sporting event, have you ever seen people get up unless their team is losing, like a baseball game? That's different, right? How so? To win the game, right? To entertain. I you know, there's some people that believe, well, why are you talking? You're not perfect. I know this. I know this. This is why I'm here to inform you all that every time you go to a wrestling event, think about what you do and what you say. Not too much. I mean, have a good time, but think about how well you can interact with the show. The show is just like going to the movies. For some, it's like a part of our lives, man. You don't know what it feels like. Yeah, you're sick and tired of hearing that. I never knew what the other side of wrestling was like until, you know, 2008, 2009. You get your first taste of how the business works, and then you start getting closer and closer and more intimate with it. No, I'm not having a relationship with wrestling, but might as well. I mean, the way it seems is I can't express to you enough how irritated I was last night to see, you know, a semi-packed house. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when people think that I don't pay, you know, others don't pay attention to you, others do not notice you. Like I said, it's better to pay attention to the bigger picture, right? It's better to look forward instead of backwards. Looking forward, like I said, it still hasn't changed because I didn't see anybody get up out of their seats, you know, in Brooklyn. I didn't see anybody get up out of their seats in Philadelphia when I went to see a Ring of Honor show. Of course, you know, there's two different settings to that because you deal with all the shows SmackDown Live. That's 2 hours, 2.5 hours a show. Then you got to deal with half an hour to an hour of 205 Live. And just to clarify things, you know, Drake Maverick or Rockstar Spud is doing quite the amazing thing. So, you know, he's trying to revamp 205 Live with a tournament. The tournament's calling, it's falling flat on its ass. So maybe, just maybe, you could have just had the tournament it culminates at WrestleMania, because not a lot of people are going to pay attention to 205 Live. I can already tell you that because being on their phones, someone even brought their iPad mini and was watching a TV show. Like I said, you cannot fault some people because they leave for, you know, understandable reasons. Those understandable reasonings being, my kid's sick, my kid's tired, my back is aching, I worked all day, can't leave, or you can leave if it's those circumstances or some emergency comes up. SmackDown Live went on first. You'd be surprised at how many people avoid situation of staying put during 205 Live. Before 205 Live was the Mixed Match Challenge, I believe, with Goldust, Mandy Rose versus Jimmy Uso and Naomi. So they were interested in that match. They were intrigued. And like I said, you can't control people's emotions. You can't persuade them because if they're already set in their ways, they're not changing a bit. What I'm merely getting off my chest is, how would you feel if you were on the other side? How would you feel? It's as long as they make ticket sales, as long as each fan is satisfied, we're good, right? No one even cares that the 205 Live segment is probably one of the worst in WWE since Velocity. Velocity, Shotgun Saturday Nights, remember those? I sure as hell do. I mean, did people pay attention to any of that stuff? Unless there was big names involved, like Eddie Guerrero, China, Trish Stratus at one point started out as a valet. Lita, she started out as a valet with S.A. Rios. It's funny that I recall this stuff because I'm one of those people that don't brag about being historians. I pride myself as a wrestling fan who sits there and is a traditionalist. As a traditionalist, I should say, watches things all the way through. Even if my team wasn't the greatest this year in football, I still watched the Raiders. Okay? I didn't abandon them when, all everyone else was saying, I can't believe we're moving to Vegas. I didn't get up from my TV and say, oh, I'm going to be a Niners fan. Because fuck that shit. Start, not paying attention. It's because their interest, their intrigue is not being satisfied. I'm not a neuroscientist or neurobiologist, but I can tell you there's a part of the brain that entertains, that cognitively responds to what entertains them or what entertains us. It's a big deal because if you think on it, the WWE versus other places, you notice nobody really leaves. Nobody. They sit there and they watch because they are in awe of the talent. Like if they were to see Kenny Omega versus Cody Rhodes, I guarantee you, no one would be getting up to leave unless their kidneys were failing them or unless there was a dire emergency. And I've seen this happen before, not during this, not ever during a match with Cody Rhodes in it now, because here's the thing, that name not because he's WWE, but he's proving people why he can work. It doesn't matter if he's compared to The Miz. It doesn't matter to me. What matters, folks, is when you're in an arena, please be aware of who people are. And it's real embarrassing when you don't realize as a fan where most of the roster comes from. Okay, so let's say Matt Riddle was to come to WWE. Do you know what brands or organizations Matt Riddle has worked for? Evolve. Probably worked for PCW. Wrestling Revolver. Monster Factory was his starting point. Like I said, there's so many things that you've got to be aware of. It don't mean just because, you know things about certain wrestling groups makes you a hotshot wrestling fan, someone who can't be touched when it comes to knowledge. There are those people who are that annoying who have to constantly one up. And let me inform you guys. I had fun last night. I did notice a few here and there that set me off. And one of those was, if you leave, let's say NXT was to come to Sprint Center, or even somewhere smaller like the Silverstein Arena, whatever it's called in Independence, which I think it was there before. I just want to say, if you leave during NXT, someone ought to sling a pebble and hit you in the face. Because I don't think it's proper etiquette to come to a show and then midway through, or not even midway through, just leave. Like I told you, that'd be like me seeing someone leave during a friend's daughter's recital or dance recital or a show at school or play or whatever. That's rude behavior. I'm not going to slap you on the wrist, but I'm going to let you fucking know that if you guys ever have a show come again, I ain't going to stop you, but I'm just going to look and say, okay, it's not my business. It's not my way of doing things, but Jesus Christ. There's got to be a rhyme or reason for you to leave, and there has to be concrete reasonings or concrete evidence. Like, okay, my kid's going to school. What do you want me to do? Okay, cool. Or my kid was falling asleep in the seat. We had to go home because it's his bedtime or it's her bedtime. Stuff like that, folks, I wouldn't mind. Okay? It's things that grab my attention during a wrestling show, something like this. If you're on your phone during a match, the match must not be that appealing. Because certain people, unless it's a big name like a Shinsuke Nakamura or AJ Styles, Shinsuke's name was a big deal because he wasn't to main. He was on NXT's roster for the longest. Things that I enjoy discussing with other fans during a show is, hey, that was a really good show. What was your favorite match and why? I don't Q&A everybody, but sometimes I feel the need to do so because there are just some people in this world that go to a show and they only go because, well, maybe it's my time to relax. Maybe it's my time to just try my luck at something. Well, here's my thing, guys. Everybody at a wrestling show can say, I went to the show, but can you remember any match? Can you remember any matches? I didn't think so. There's a lot of people that will go to WrestleMania and they'll only go for WrestleMania. That's fine. I'm not saying see what I'm doing? I'm not saying that you can't enjoy the show for at least half an hour. But what I am telling you is, if you go to a wrestling show, please be aware that there are those who look at what you do, not judge you, but point things out on a podcast like I am right now. I got a lot of arsenal just in this moment, because last night's show is not the only evidence of why Cruiserweight or the 205 Live division is not doing what it's supposed to be doing, even with a new GM, even with a new supposed look. There just is no entry. There's no being satisfied. And what's sad is that you're telling me, as a fan, that you don't want to go to 205 Live because those guys are boring. Okay, so Brock Lesnar suplexing people, that's, you know, and only doing one variation of a suplex, and that's the German. He's better known for his Suplex City, bitch. You guys are missing the concept if you think Brock Lesnar is entertaining. I'm not saying he can't be entertaining for you guys. I'm saying the fucker can't work. He used to be able to until he got lazy. I ain't the only one who's called him out on that shit. Here's why. If he draws an audience, okay, no big deal. You keep him around. You keep what draws in your audience. That's the smart side perspective. Or that's a smart perspective to go by if you're the promoter. I can't blame to some of you, because some of you just don't want to hear it, or they don't want to go through it. And you know why? Because if I sit there and explain it to some of you, you guys will just be like, "Ah, you're so negative. Why can't we just enjoy the show?" Pay attention. Pay attention. You know why? Because here's what I'm going to tell you. When you're staying at a hotel in Houston and you go to war games like myself earlier this year, actually last year, there's not a lot of NXT. There was not a lot of NXT fans. There's probably like, I want to say 10,000 people that showed up. It may be less. When they left during those matches, it's funny because I guarantee you the people that left during NXT is probably because they didn't have a clue what was going on. Is it their fault? No. Is the friend's fault for not getting on to him about watching a show before a takeover? Probably. There's so much more to a show than just attending it. If you're just there and you don't know, have a clue, get to know him. Get to be acquainted. Get to being acquainted with who you're watching. Please know people's names. Please know where they came from. Not, "Oh, yeah, I saw last week on SmackDown Live." Fucking Christ. That doesn't really sit well with me and a few others that I consider purists, but I just, it bogs my mind how people can be so unaware. Of who they're working with, or who they're watching. Actually, a mix of both. It's frustrating. It's hella frustrating, folks. It is hella frustrating because you want to know something that. Exactly. I think it's retarded, Joe. I think it's retarded because if you go to a show, let's say you go to Evolve. Let's say you're at the show and you're just a WWE mark. We're all marks for somebody. It's okay. Just to enjoy, do your research after the show. But don't leave because you're not familiar with it or because you feel that not fitting in with the rest of the crowd. So what? Those snobs can go suck on a log too. And you know exactly who I'm referring to. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's don't leave. Because you feel like it. Leave because the match wasn't of quality. Leave because your stomach is fucking hurting. But if you pay good money... Why are you treating the people who are trying to give you entertainment like crap? I'm not just referring to 205 Live. I'm referring to SmackDown Live, Monday Night Raw, even though Monday Night Raw is just atrocious from time to time. And then I would definitely leave Monday Night Raw if it was the same old shit that it always is every single week. But then again, people will find ways to critique me about that. Well, if you said you can't leave a show unless you have emergency, there's another thing I failed to mention. If the product is looking like shit, yeah, you bet your ass I'm going to leave. There's no reason for me to stay. SmackDown Live is carrying the bulk of what WWE is supposed to be doing. Or they're carrying the bulk. They're carrying the weight. There's a better phrase. They are carrying the weight of WWE on their shoulders. So is NXT. NXT is now the most popular thing to watch on the network. SmackDown Live replays? I don't know. I don't know if that's any indication that the network has taken over because people will watch. But what's hilarious is people don't have enough attention span to sit through a 2-hour show. It's almost 3 hours if you count 205 Live and the dark match. So duration is not a problem. Ain't nothing but a thing. Well, my thing is why, oh why, do people make me cry when they leave and walk the show, or stop the mud hole in the show and walk it dry? A song that makes no fucking sense. So why do people leave? That's up to you to find out, right? I'm not Charles Xavier. I don't read people's thoughts. Please pay attention to what you're doing or giving an example to your children, you know, how to be at a show, because if you're the type of person that leaves during a concert, you better have a good fucking reason why. I'm sure, like, oh, the kids are like, well, I'm sorry that I was the reason. I'm sorry. I don't care if you leave because of kids. I honestly don't. I mean, every single time that you turn on a TV show, do you flip channels or do you stay on that channel? Is your attention span long enough to watch that? Or do you just sit there and say, man, I can't believe I gotta watch another episode of Young Sheldon? There's some people, actually, let me rephrase that because I've been repeating phrases enough. Try sitting through a boring-ass keynote speech in college. That is something that I would fall asleep at, but I didn't have a choice to, you know, say, hey, I want to walk out and flunk this class. Do you honestly think that it's worth doing that? I dare your asses to do that during WrestleMania. I dare you to do that during NXT TakeOver. And some of you are like, I do it anyways. Okay, so if you were paid to sit in the seat, would you stay there? Let me ask you that question. There's really no rhyme or reason for people who just at will walk out of a show. Just like there's no rhyme or reason why people are Republicans or Democrats. Both parties haven't done shit since Kennedy's era. People will argue with that statement and say, well, your facts need to be straighter, sir. I ain't discussing politics on here. I'm just discussing what bothers the fuck out of people who show or exude behavior of people who are quite of age. They're 30s plus, right? I'm in my 30s. I can sit down for a three-hour concert or, you know, stand up and have a good time at a Janet Jackson concert or Blackstreet, SWV, don't matter. I don't get up and leave because, well, I got to work the next day. I want to enjoy myself. I want to live life. That's what I'm trying to say to y'all is don't think for one second that people around you, near you, in the distance, don't see what you're doing. Because as a worker, you're like, okay, I've learned to deal with people walking out on my matches. That's really sad for 205 Live. They were so interesting. And now they are going to be in the toilet again. The only way that 205 Live is going to be interesting is if they add someone that is quite familiar with the group, like Neville. He's well on his way out. He pulled a CM Punk and walked out. Is there hope? Probably. Is there, I mean, come on, guys. There's got to be hope for all of us. After all, people are so used to getting their way on Amazon, eBay, they don't walk out on those deals. Oh, and my favorite. If it's a DC movie or a Marvel movie, I've not seen very many people walk out during a Marvel movie. Probably during The Origin of Wolverine, that's it. But during DC, I've seen a few people walk out because they couldn't sit there. Some people, like I tell you, some, not all, not the majority, they can't sit the fuck still. It's not about sitting. It's about paying your respects to people who work to entertain us, such as a Roderick Strong, a Cedric Alexander, a TJP, Brian Kendrick, Tony Nese. These are guys that work their ass off. Lindsay Dorado, Kalisto. Not a lot of people take them seriously because, oh, I don't know. It's not in their nature. It's not in their nature to take NXT or the Cruiserweight seriously. That's really not cool. How, I mean, I asked this question. How would you define being rude? And this gets a lot of attention because you can't, nor can you deny, actually, let me rephrase, you can't deny that some of us, or some of you, will leave just because you want an excuse to get out of something. Because wrestling wasn't your forte, it wasn't your cup of tea. Well, I hope you know this. When we take us to a concert that we're not into, we definitely show you not leaving. It is definitely hard if you're not into Marilyn Manson, or if you're not into Pink, or if you're not into Eminem. How can you ever hear an Eminem? You're missing the point. If I go to something that I'm not interested in, I think about walking out, but I don't, because if someone paid for it, that means I have the obligation to stay. It amazes me how last night I look around the arena. There's some tarp, you know. At least they had 11,000 seats that were sold. That makes the promoter happy, and the creative staff really doesn't have anything to do with caring about seat attendance. But I do find it amusing. And most of you who left, you left during 205 Live. So you know how hard it is to keep focus on the audience. I guess you just focus on the lower half, right? Because cameras have to focus on where the people are. And like I told you many, many times, I'm cool if you got a kid and you got to go home. I'm cool if circumstances are out of your control, so you have to leave the premise. What I'm not cool with is, I didn't like it, so it was boring, so I left. Why, you know, just give the fans, you know, or give people the benefit of the doubt. Give the workers the benefit of the doubt. You know why? Because here's what I'm going to tell you. Not a lot of people have a long attention span, nor the patience, to watch NXT, Ring of Honor, New Japan. They don't have the patience to sit through a 2-hour show. Wrestling used to be so entertaining, you were on the edge of your fucking seats. I'm not just referring to the Attitude Era. I'm talking about every era, not just WWE. I'm referring to ECW, WCW, the territories, folks.
Hey, I'm not referring to WCW as a territory. What I'm saying is, during that time period in wrestling, things were different. Shows were structured differently, and wrestlers were shown the respect. The cruiserweights in WCW, they still aren't getting respect because people just view them as high flyers. They don't view them as anything else. They're entertainers, just like main roster. They may not be the biggest guys in the world. They may not be the mightiest or the strongest. But these are the gentlemen that put forth their best effort to entertain you guys. Not just to entertain, but they put their bodies on the line. They do reverse 450 splashes. They do more than just flippy shit, as I like to say. Although it is hard to get through without Neville, without Enzo, without certain big names, it definitely is a hard thing to pay attention to. So most of the time when you go to a match, a wrestling match, what's the first thing that comes to mind? I got to get merch. I got to go to the merch table because I want to buy one shirt. I'm not as into it as one of my friends is. But, I mean, like, hardcore, like, gets into it, really, really cheers the baby faces, really boos the heels. That's called being a fan. At least she gets it. Please, for the love of God, or for the love of all decent humans, or lack thereof, go to a wrestling match. Go to a wrestling show, must add. Watch all the matches. Because these guys put in the time and effort to put on a show for you guys. Put on a show, they tell a story. If they're not telling a story, they're not doing their job. So it works both ways. The moral of this story is people notice when they're on the other side of the spectrum that you go and you leave and you just sit there and you got to put on a better show. You got to block out all the negatives. I've been, you know, as I said, I was a part of a group where people would come and then they'd leave. Because they were just curious as to see what was going on. Go to a show. Enjoy. Buy some nachos. Get some cotton candy. Do whatever you want to do. But don't, for the life of me, if I see you doing this, I'm not going to say shit. I'm just going to watch the show. I'm just going to drink my beer, and I'm going to enjoy the fucking show. Do you know what? I don't like going to a lot of wrestling things because if it's something that I'm not intrigued by, I know I'm going to leave. I'm not going to go. But as I was saying, I was a part of a group that would, you know, people would show up to our shows, and then they leave. I seem to be the only one bothered by it. It's like, oh, we had fans. No, the fuck we didn't. That was another thing that bugged me was, hey, we have fans. No, you guys didn't care because you weren't involved in the show. So what does it fucking matter? It matters because when you have an audience that is glued to your product, that's what makes a good wrestling show. That is what makes fans be intrigued by you, by what you're doing, what you're trying to sell to them, what you're trying to present to them. It's like presenting something in front of a middle school classroom, okay? You got your display boards out. You got your PowerPoint presentations ready, all that good jazz. You got your music prepared or whatever you're going to do. Do you think it's going to be very entertaining if you just straight up do a PowerPoint, no display board, nothing? You just stand up there by yourself and you're just like, yeah, this is what physics is all about, or this is the atom bomb, blah, 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 blah. Add something to it. Add some flavor. If you're a performer, if you're a fan, please do them a service, because, you know, you're servants too. You're providing the wrestlers their, not their income, but, well, mainly through merch, but you're providing them the service of enjoying, booing, clapping, doing whatever the fuck you do. Because you guys are amazing. You guys are the reason why I do my show. But for flying fuck's sakes, man, I don't want to abandon you. I don't want to walk out on you. It bothers me to see people walk out on the show unless they have legitimate reasons. That's what I'm getting at. So, again, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the floats your fancy. So, that's all from good old D Train. I will catch you guys on Monday. Might have given away my guest before WrestleMania. I love her to death. She's on the panel for WrestleCon, and I'm so excited to see her. I'll just say Amaya Jade will be my guest before WrestleMania, the week before WrestleMania. So I will see you folks later. I have a good night before I go back to my hometown in Brooklyn. And let's have a good time. Toodles, bitches. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something I would be. The cult of personality.